Well, let's hear now from Bruce Williamson from Rail Passenger Group, Rail Future. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
What do you think of the plans?
It makes sense. If you can't park your car at the railway station, then you're going to be, firstly, you're going to be spilling onto the local commuter roads. And clearly, you know, local residents don't like that. It has a sort of detrimental effect on rail use. You know, people want to get to the railway station in order to pick up the train, and if they can't do that, they're not going to use the train in the first place. And as your man noted, then they'll just go back onto the roads and clog up the roads even more.
Well, are train passengers behaving irresponsibly by parking outside people's homes?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, what's the alternative? If you're in that position and you're parking legally on a residential street, I mean, you can understand why the residents don't like it, but it is legal. And I think anyone in that position would do that. But it sort of illustrates the problem of, you know, again, your man mentioned joined up thinking there, that one of the ways forward, of course, is having an integrated public transport system, which we don't have in this country. Imagine you pick up a bus or a tram, and the tram takes you to the station, and then, just at the time your train arrives, and you would have seamless travel there. But sadly, we don't have this in this country. We used to have it in Newcastle. There was a whole joined-up network where the buses met the trains. But that was sort of thrown out with bus privatisation.
And I know I've been to Salford recently, and they've got a really good tram and rail system too. So on the whole, you think it's a good thing? It will potentially help that particular area around Tile Hill, Bruce?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's good that it's possible as well. I mean, one of the real problems is that railway stations tend to be in town and city centres where land is at a huge premium, so it's difficult to actually find the space to put in those parking spaces because it's all been, you know, all belongs to someone else. Where it's possible, definitely it's a good idea.
Okay, thanks very much. A very happy Bruce Williamson there from Rail Passenger Group, Rail Future. The planning application, by the way, it's